Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 20, Issue Number 2, Spring 2020. Holiday Closings, April 10th, Easter, May 25th, Memorial Day. One Book, One Community 2020. Join One Book, One Community, sponsored by the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. This year's reading selection is DB 77188, Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. After studying in the United States for 13 years, Efemelu, a Nigerian woman who blogs about race, returns home to Lagos. She has endured enough cultural issues and misses her first love, but the Nigerians label her an Americana. Some Strong Language, 2013. For this year's schedule of events, visit readonebook.org. The 2020 census is accessible for everyone. April 1st is Census Day. As required by the Constitution, the census has been conducted every 10 years since 1790. Census results play a large part in determining how government entities allocate hundreds of billions of dollars each year for services that communities rely on, but certain groups of people historically have been undercounted in the census. We want to make sure that the people NLS and its network library serve, people who are blind or visually impaired, or who have a disability that makes reading regular print difficult, are aware of and participate in the 2020 census. For more information, visit https://www.census.gov/library/FACT-SHEET-2019/DEC/2020-census.html. VOA Senior Health Fair. Volunteers of America of Greater Baton Rouge will sponsor its 19th annual community-wide health fair. The event is scheduled for April 17th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Oak Park Plaza Senior Community Center, located at 947 North Bon Marché Drive in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Basic health screenings will be offered, as well as educational material about eating well, staying active, becoming aware of health risk, and the importance of regular medical care. The health fair is open to the public. LA Council of the Blind Convention. The Louisiana Council of the Blind is holding their annual convention May 22nd through the 24th at the Holiday Inn and Suites Lafayette North at 2219 Northwest Evangeline Thruway. The theme for this year's convention is The Past, Present, and Future. To register or for information, contact Leola Campbell at 225-614-5988. New title for Book Talks Book Club. We have selected a new title for Book Talks, DB 82335, The Hypnotist Love Story by Lianne Moriarty. Hypnotherapist Ellen O'Farrell runs a successful practice and recently met a great guy named Patrick. The only snag comes when Patrick tells Ellen that he is being stalked by his ex-girlfriend. Ellen is intrigued until she realizes his stalker is one of her patients. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelican.state.gov/. www.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbbl/booktalks. Create a new account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you, email address, and make up a password, or as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. We hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. Hope to hear from you soon. 2020 Adult Summer Reading Program. The TBBL 2020 Adult Summer Reading Program will start May 1, 2020, and will run through August 31st. The theme this year is Imagine Your Story. The prize this year is a DVD. If you complete the program by reading 20 books, you will be entered into a drawing to win one of 25 copies of the DVD entitled A Dog's Purpose, starring Dennis Quaid, Josh Gad, Britt Robertson, and KJ Apa. This movie is rated PG and tells the story from the perspective of a devoted dog of how he discovers the meaning of his own existence through the lives of the humans he teaches to laugh and love. This DVD has a special feature called DVS that can be turned on or off at will. DVS stands for Descriptive Video Service and makes the video accessible to blind and visually impaired individuals. During the natural pauses in the dialogue, a narrator describes the essential visual elements of the scene. Many thanks to the Jones Foundation for providing this year's Summer Reading Program prizes. To sign up, simply contact your reader advisor and start reading. If you would like, we will mail you an optional reading log to keep track of the books you have read. Once you have read 20 books, call your reader advisor to let them know, and your name will be entered into the drawing for the DVD. If you have a reading log, you can return it to us by mail or call to give us the list over the phone. Audiobooks, Braille, large print books, and audio and Braille magazines all count. If you need any reading suggestions, please ask us. We are happy to help. One entry per person. We will choose 25 lucky winners from the list of those who have read at least 20 books. Happy reading! Adult Summer Reading 2020 Book Recommendations. Our Adult Summer Reading Program will start on May 1st and end on August 31st. The theme this year is Imagine Your Story and includes topics such as mythology, folklore, and fairy tales. Here are some book recommendations based on this year's theme. DB87395, Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. Award-winning fantasy author provides his interpretation of classic Norse mythology and its pantheon, provides a novelistic arc to the retelling that begins with the genesis of the nine worlds and culminates with the Ragnarok apocalypse. DB86252, The Invisible Library by Genevieve Kaufman. Irene works as an agent for the Invisible Library, tracking down rare manuscripts from alternate realities. She and her assistant travel to a version of Victorian London, only to find that the book they seek has already been stolen. DB87828, The Motorcycle Diaries by Che Guevara. Guevara's diary of his 1952 trip through Latin America when he was a 23-year-old Argentinian medical student. Among the musings of a privileged youth taking a year off for a road trip, he also reveals hints of the revolutionary he was to become. DB92229, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone by J.K. Rowling. On Harry Potter's 11th birthday, he learns that he is more than an unwanted orphan. The Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry recruits him because he has inherent magical abilities. As he purchases his school supplies, robes, wand, and messenger owl, Harry looks forward to attending his new boarding school. DB81926, The Wrath and the Dawn by Renee Audia. In this reimagining, of the Arabian Nights, Shahrazad plans to avenge the death of her dearest friend by volunteering to marry the murderous boy king of Khorasan, but she discovers not all is as it seems within the palace. DB 94540, The Priory of the Orange Tree by Samantha Shannon. Sabran, Queen of Ennis, must conceive a daughter as her bloodline binds the dragons that would otherwise destroy the realm. Assassins hunt her, but her lady-in-waiting, Eid Durian, keeps watch, armed with forbidden magic. DB 88295, The Essex Serpent by Sarah Perry. England, 1893. Newly widowed Cora Seaborn retreats from London to the Essex coast with her young son Francis and his maid Martha. There they encounter the mysterious presence of the Essex Serpent, which is supposedly preying on locals. Cora does not believe in myths and decides to investigate. DB 63195, The Once and Future King by T.H. White. Four novels retelling the Arthurian legend from Arthur's birth through the end of his reign. The Sword in the Stone, The Queen of Air and Darkness, The Ill-Made Knight, and The Candle in the Wind. DB 81519, An Ember in the Ashes by Sabah Tahir. Laya is a scholar living under the iron-fisted rule of the Martial Empire. When her brother is arrested for treason, Laya goes undercover as a slave at the Empire's greatest military academy to find a way to save him. DB 90711, Circe by Madeline Miller. Circe grows up in the court of her father, the sun god Helios. Despised by her parents and others, she falls in love with a mortal who shuns her. When she takes revenge, she is banished. Those who wish her and others harm are transformed into pigs. DB 87310, The Bear and the Nightingale by Catherine Arden. In 14th century Russia, young Vasilisa Petrovna can see and talk to the ancient spirits of the house and the forest. When her stepmother and a new village priest speak out against the old ways, angering the spirits, only Vasilisa can save her people. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens, Summer Reading Program 2020. Imagine Your Story is the 2020 Summer Reading Program slogan, and the theme is a celebration of all things in the realm of fairy tales, mythology, and fantasy. TBBL will offer four youth programs, Children's, Teens, Teens STEM, and Read to Me. Invitations will be mailed out April 15th, and the program begins May 1st, 2020. A gracious thank you to the Jones Foundation for providing this year's Summer Reading Program prizes. From Crib to Crayons. The TBBL Early Literacy Program, From Crib to Crayons, will start its third year on June 1st, 2020. Designed for children ages 0 to 6, six literacy packets will be sent throughout the year to children and their parents. Each bi-monthly kit will focus on one of six early literacy skills: print awareness, phonological awareness, print play motivation, letter knowledge, narrative skills, and vocabulary. Each packet will contain tips and strategies for developing pre-reading skills, including list of resources and follow-up activities for parents. There will also be props, craft instructions, and a carefully selected child's book with tactile graphics or twin vision braille targeting the specific early literacy skill for the child to keep. Invitations will be mailed on May 15, 2020. For more information, contact the Children's and Teen Services Librarian, Charlene Moore, at 225-342-9563, TBBL Kids at slol.lib.la.us. This program is made possible through the generous support of the Jones Foundation. Brailing services provided this year through the Louisiana Instructional Materials Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, LIMC Director Robin King, and Brailleist Nabiha Mujahid. New dates for Bell Academy. The National Federation of the Blind's Braille Enrichment Literacy and Learning, BEL Academy, helps blind and low-vision children develop the literacy and independent living skills that will empower them to achieve their academic goals and live the lives they want. This year, through a partnership with Wells Fargo, BEL will encourage students to cultivate their knowledge of music, engage in physical activity, interact in their communities, and excel in their math abilities through Braille instruction. The NFB of Louisiana will host one residential day NFB BEL Academy program at the Louisiana Center for the Blind in Ruston from Sunday, May 31st through Saturday, June 6th. Students must apply through the website at http://www.louisianacenter.org/NFBBELL program or through the NFB at https://nfb.org/BELL-Academy. The deadline to apply is April 30, 2020. To learn more about the NFB of Louisiana BEL Academy, contact the Louisiana BEL Academy Coordinator, Crystal Guillory, by email at kguillory@louisianacenter.org or call 318-245-8955. Summer Camp Roundup. The following is a list of upcoming 2020 summer camps in Louisiana that are offered at no cost or low cost. MedCamp's Camp Big Hearts, July 26 through July 31st, free for children ages 6 through 16 with hearing, speech, and vision disabilities. For information, contact www.medcamps.org/contact or call 318-329-8405. The Lighthouse will offer two summer camps in 2020. STARS for ages 6 through 13 and CHOICE for ages 14 through 20 are available at no cost to youth who are blind or visually impaired. Contact Calvin Lee at 504-899-4501, extension 245, or email at info@lighthouselouisiana.org. Louisiana Lions Camp in Anacoco, Louisiana, will offer two free camps for physically challenged youth ages 7 through 19. Dates are June 28th through July 4th and July 5th through July 11th. Call 337-239-6567 or go to www.lionscamp.org for registration details. Breck Summer Camp registration begins March 21st in East Baton Rouge and April 7th for out-of-parish residents. Go to http://www.brec.org/index.cfm/subhome/camps for information. Louisiana Center for the Blind offers various programs during summer. The Louisiana BEL Academy is May 31st through June 6th. The Buddy program will be June 7th through the 27th. The Summer Training and Employment Project program will begin June 14th and end August 8th. There will also be an Infant and Toddler program. Contact Director of Youth Services, Eric Guillory, before April 20th by email at eguillory@louisianacenter.org or call 800-234-4166 for information. NLS produces Dungeons & Dragons. NLS has produced five Dungeons & Dragons core rulebooks. This popular role-playing game involves the shared experience between a dungeon master who describes events and players who describe how they want their characters to respond. The books were produced in a fully navigable audio format last summer and are available on Bard. The titles include DB91839, Dungeon Master's Guide by Greg Bilsland, DB91840, Monster Manual by Greg Bilsland, DB91838, Player's Handbook by Greg Bilsland, DB19628, Dungeons and Dragons by Gary Gygax, BR22962, DB98259, Monsters and Creatures, A Young Adventurer's Guide by Jim Zub. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions. Sister Charlene Toops, OSC, in memory of Joyce B. Weber, Judy Najolia, Jennifer Angier, John Hill, Ruth P. Bruns. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped communities statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone Numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services. Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Library Services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile app, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.